so you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain. Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell? Did they get you to train your heroes for ghosts, hot ashes for trees, hot air for a cool breeze, cold comfort for change? Did you exchange a walk-on part in the war for a lead role?
April 20th, 2017 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Evidently, we've got some technical difficulties going on at the network, so I hope I'm coming in loud and clear. If I am, Mike, just go ahead and give me a type with a thumbs up or something. I chose that music tonight, Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here. For those of you who don't know, that song was written by a friend of one of the band members that was having some mental problems, and he was diagnosed with schizophrenia. But the wording in that song kind of fits tonight, because I have to tell you, it's been a busy day for me. I've been running across the valley. I just got here about 15 minutes ago, and I had a chance to go in, take a quick look on RBN's website, and I was absolutely stunned, because SGT put up a report there that Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner are evidently trying to get Donald Trump to flip-flop on the climate change issue. And I have to tell you, I'm right in the same camp as the SGT report. If that happens, folks, I'm off the Trump train, because that means that by the year, I believe, 2025, Uber will be running all over the place. There will be driverless cars, and we will be taxed through the hilt to the point where we won't be able to even afford to drive. That's just part of the issue that I'm not going to go into, because that isn't what my program is about tonight. I want to again give a shout out to both Carol in Idaho and Pat in Arkansas. I thank the Lord for those two ladies, because as hectic as my schedule has been here, and it will be still up until I thought it was the 3rd of May, but I had a request today from one of the coaches of one of the ball teams that they want me as opposed to the other umpires that they've been getting. So I took that as a compliment, and it looks like I may be working even up until the 11th of May. That being said, I won't miss any shows. It's just that sometimes I'll sit in the pilot seat here with only a few minutes to spare. Sometimes I have a lot more time to do research. That said, though, Thank you to those two ladies, because they've been able to allow me to keep ahead of the game here to the point where I've got a few bullets in reserve, if you will. So that said, I want to get into what I'm going to talk about this evening. It kind of fits in a little bit with that SGT report. Not that the subject is on climate change, but it's Trump's U-turns in Trump policies, and I had a chance to view a video today by Catherine Austin Fitz, of whom I actually did my own analyzation. I wrote this. This show that I'm doing tonight, I wrote this personally. I took a few clips, a few quotes from Catherine Austin Fitz, but I'm also giving my own perceptions, my own opinions, and my own diagnosis of what I'm thinking is going on here, folks, and I'd like your input on this, because, frankly, I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong, as a matter of fact. But the more I look at this, and the more I look at Trump starting to turn, and the more I see the geographic or geopolitical situation unfolding, it looks like I'm more likely right than wrong. But I'm going to read you a quote from Catherine Austin Fitts. Now, for those of you who don't know who she is, she was the former commissioner of the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development under the first Bush administration. And she says, the whole central banking warfare model is unraveling. In other words, they're panicking, folks. We knew that. And they literally don't know how to keep it going without a major war. So with that statement, I'm going to get into this. And before I do, I want to mention to Mike, this is for my board operator. Mike, I barely heard the music, so when the breaks start coming up, just give me... Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you, sir. Okay. Anyway, a little bit of a trip down memory lane here. I'm not going to play my annoying alarm clock music for you, folks, but Trump originally wasn't seeking regime change in Syria, and he entered office with a non-intervention mindset. Now, within the past few weeks, his attitude seems to have made an abrupt U-turn, and he now seems focused on the opposite. The question is, what happened? Now, from this writer, and I'm talking about me, from my perspective, and by the way, as I said, folks, it's only my analysis, Trump was voted in by the people, believing in his campaign promises, as we did, inclusive of bringing new jobs, building a border wall, repealing Obamacare, as well as foreign non-intervention, and believing, albeit likely naively, in the art of the deal, negotiating with foreign governments on a peaceful strategy of solutions. And after all, Trump is not, well, was not a politician and had never entered an arena in which he currently finds himself. What Trump likely didn't know was the actual scope and depth of the, to coin a phrase, swamp of which he had promised the American people that he was going to drain. Now, I'm thinking that he has found, since entering office, that he'd likely have a better chance at jumping into the ocean, swimming to the very bottom, and hopefully finding a plug to pull. Yes, I know. An impossibility. Exactly. To even have a prayer of success, he would have to start with a Federal Reserve. And as I continue my analysis, you'll see why. Now, it has not yet been 90 days since Trump took office. And since the time of his inauguration, he's been constantly battling allegations hurled at him nonstop by the left, as well as the constant barrage from the mainstream media with accusations of Russian collusion. And for the first 75 days, Trump focused on domestic issues and worked diligently to fulfill his promise of repealing Obamacare. Well, that turned out that it was going to be Obamacare light. And, the bill ultimately was killed. Supposedly, they're starting over again. But as a former estate planner and being an insurance agent for 20 years, I've always said that the actuarial costs of doing what they have always promised that they were going to do, which was include everybody without pre-existing conditions, I've said from the get-go, I don't know how that can be possible. When Trump was on the campaign trail and making that claim that it's going to be better and it's going to be cheaper and there's going to be a lot more companies to choose from, I couldn't possibly see how that... His promise of repealing Obamacare, good luck on that one, buddy. I hope you make it. But also bringing back jobs. Now, I've seen some reports of new jobs opening up. I've also seen reports of many corporations and big businesses closing down. So that's kind of a crapshoot as well. But working on the financial issues regarding the border wall, they're supposedly doing that. And it was Jeff Sessions that was just here in Arizona, I believe, the last part of last week or the first of this week, and he was down on the border taking a look at, you know, where they had to build and making decisions maybe, or giving input back to Trump about, you know, what kind of a wall they were going to put up. Would it be electrified, or would it be, you know, cement, or would it be brick, or would it be whatever it's going to be? I'm assuming that's part of the reason that he, you know, he went down there. And I hope it's not because of the reason that Bush went down there. It was just for a photo op, running up and down the border and smiling for photographers, because that's all he did. Well, we saw nothing of his abilities in foreign policy until early April. We are then fed the story that Bashar al-Assad had dropped chemical weapons on his own people. And again, that is if you believe mainstream media. Now, I know all of us out here in, you know, brothers and sisters RBN land, we don't believe mainstream media. But as we all know, that's the Kool-Aid that was being shoveled to all of the mesmerized Americans. And knowing that Assad had an approval rating of over 80% with his own people, would easily have won re-election, and also was preparing for peace talks in Brussels, leading ultimately to an end of the Syrian civil war. So no rational thinking individual could possibly wrap their head around Assad ordering a poison gas canister to be dropped on the Syrian populace. Now, as we know, there are many theories floating around out there as to what happened, or if anything happened at all. And many questions about the events that allegedly took place on those for this report, I will not speculate. What is more important is why, or how Donald Trump reacted, why he reacted as he did, and the motivation for such a reaction. Now, we know that he came on and he spoke to the American people and he says, oh, the little babies, and oh, that's a terrible thing to do, blah, 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 blah. I'm betting the farm that Trump knew that either he knew that Assad didn't gas his own people and he lied, or he's getting some pretty bad intel. And you'll find out why I'm saying this here in just a few minutes. But one must remember, there were several investigations regarding Trump and Russian collusion during the campaign. Allegations of wiretapping and, you know, these phony investigations refuting the said claim, etc. And Comey coming on and playing, you know, legalese tricks, answering questions about wiretapping as opposed to surveilling. You know, we've seen all that crap. And all of the probes trying to find a reason to ultimately impeach Donald Trump. Now, knowing all of this, why would Donald Trump launch a missile attack on a Syrian airbase and then parrot the mainstream narrative of Assad gassing his own people? I guarantee you, folks, Donald Trump is smarter than that. So, to make matters worse, his retaliation of a missile strike, launching 59 missiles, of which just more than a third of them got through, gave the Russians and Syria an hour's notice before the launch and didn't damage the runway of the intended target. Well, what was all that about? It sounds more like a Hollywood set, according to Catherine Austin Fitz. And to that, we're told it was sarin gas. A chemical so toxic, ladies and gentlemen, it will kill you just by touching it. And then we see the videos of the relief workers that evidently are hired by or funded by these white helmets. I don't know. But we see the videos of these relief workers allegedly assisting the victims and touching them without any protection, no hazmat suits, no gloves, no nothing. And victims who, when they think they've finished filming them, they're opening their eyes. Rescuers, have you seen some of these videos? Rescuers laughing, you know, lighting cigarettes. What is this all about? I agree with Catherine Austin Fitz and Ron Paul. There is absolutely zero evidence that Assad would be stupid enough to commit an act such as this, especially now with peace talks ready to begin. And to add here, and this is something that I have not released yet, my intel coming from a very credible high source, and I'm not going to mention the name, okay, but trust me when I tell you this, a very high source, he relayed that our military knew of the alleged gassing 3 days before the event took place. Now, on the surface, none of this makes any sense. If indeed there was a gas attack, which there's still questions about that, based upon these videos of these supposed corpses that are opening their eyes and people that are touching sarin gas victims, I have to question that. What kind of gas was it? Who did it? And most importantly, why would they do it? To quote Catherine Austin Fitz, we are in a post-fact world. Fake science, fake news, and fake intel. I have to question if even the intel that Donald Trump is getting is real or fake. These are all a very dangerous place to be. The motivations for us arriving on this precarious plane are even more ominous. It isn't until one starts to burrow down the ominous rabbit hole, or back off the forest to clearly see the trees, if you will, that it all starts to come together. The theories are many. But to this writer, to date, and again, this writer is me. I wrote this today, folks. The most plausible one comes from award-winning U.S. investigative journalist Robert Parry. And I'm going to take a quote out of his article from the Daily Mail. It says, meanwhile, award-winning U.S. investigative journalist Robert Parry, famous for having uncovered the Iran-Contra affair, has gone on record to say that according to his U.S. intelligence sources, the chemical weapons attack in Syria was caused by a drone launched from a joint Saudi-Israeli special operations base in Jordan. Now, whether this is right or wrong, you have got to question why serious claims like this from such a trusted source as Mr. Parry, an award-winning journalist, okay, he's famous for uncovering the Iran-Contra affair. You have to question why such a trusted source has gone completely unreported by the mainstream media. This is highly suspicious. If it was this, it was either ordered from the deep state or from the City of London. Whether this is or isn't the answer, we must all agree, something covert happened. But with the different stories that I've read, folks, and the different, the deep state talking, Russia talking, everybody, this particular story is more plausible than any other one I've ever heard. Be back. Sort of continue. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun, as I always do, 5 days a week, from 9 to 11 Central Time. Another quote from Catherine Austin Fitz. Now, remember, this lady served in Washington on more than one occasion, once under George Herbert Walker Bush, and I believe another time was under Bill Clinton. I didn't have the time. Oh, my gosh. Let me talk to you about that later, Mike, but I might have some solutions. Anyway, I got a little bad news from the board opera about some of the technicalities going on in the office. Okay. So anyway, according to Catherine Austin Fitz, there are four types of critters occupying the district of criminals. Number one, she calls the Titanic Turners. Now, these are people who have entered office trying to turn the nation around. Trump, Bannon, Trey Gowdy, et cetera. There's some of them scattered throughout the at least the Republican Party. I'm not sure about the Democratic Party anymore. Number two, there are the piggies. Now, the piggies are people who try to turn any crisis or political situation into a financial advantage. Number three are the scaredy cats. They know about the missing money. They know about all the criminality and corruption and pedophilia and all this stuff going on. And they just want to flee, you know, and take a boat to wherever. They don't want any part of it. They don't want to get involved in it. And I suppose that could be smart. And number four, and probably the most dangerous ones, are the scorpions. And these are the psychopaths, of which I'm not going to name names, but I'm sure a few visualizations will come to your mind. The psychopaths with a tendency for destruction. Now, it's interesting. I said this on John Stadtmiller's show. I have said this on Susan Lindauer's show. I believe I said this at least once or twice on my shows last week, if I recall. I've said on a number of previous programs, and I agree with Catherine Austin Fitz that there are two main reasons for what's going on here. Central banking is unraveling, and there is a panic that the underlying, and this is Catherine Austin Fitz talking now, the underlying pedophilia and child trafficking may be exposed. I said that before I ever read or I ever listened to her clip or read her article. Okay, so she's online with me. She's also online with me and Ron Paul when we say there's zero chance that Bashar al-Assad had anything to do with this gassing. Now, the issue here is, folks, that the deep state and the banking system, they can deal with the banking issue. You know, and John's talked about it on his show. You know, they just crashed the economy. But the pedophilia scandal would ultimately the establishment would turn on one another, and they start finger pointing, and their functionality would actually start to unravel. Any respect that the American people had for them would certainly go down the toilet. The only magician's trick left to divert public attention from such a scandal would be a major war. Now, throw in the pressure being ratcheted up on the banking system by the BRICS nations, and you will have the entire recipe for a major war agenda. And I try not to mention nukes. I don't even want to think about it. I don't even want to go there. Okay, but right now they have backed themselves into a corner, folks. This is why we have seen these people, and I don't want to take you on a big trip down memory lane, but we have seen these people since the election absolutely running around like lunatics, scared out of their minds, doing everything they can do to throw mud at Donald Trump, to get him out of office, to recount the votes, just anything that they can do. Okay, so they couldn't do that. Nothing they did worked. And so now what they've done, they started launching investigations on the possible Russian collusion. You know all that stuff. But now, because of this, it has become a bigger issue. Now, one scenario in which a, quote, Titanic Turner like Trump, I hear the music again. Okay, well, I'm going to start this over again at the bottom of the hour. And we'll get into this a little bit deeper. Stick around, more to come. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. As always, I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. So, before I went to break, okay, I wrote a scenario. Now, I want your input on this. It could be anything, but one possible scenario in which a titanic turner like Donald Trump could be swayed from by the deep state, you know, all the monsters running around there in that swamp. And likely he has been already, at least to some degree. Somebody has come to him and sat him down and said, "Mr. Trump, look, your net worth is approximately, you know, $5 billion or $10 billion or whatever it is. You know, I'm sure they know. Let's just say. And let's call it $5 billion, all right, just for the sake of a crooked number. We're looking at an impending financial system meltdown. And it politically, you do not get on board and help us maintain control of the current financial system. The BRICS nations are putting extreme pressure on the dollar as a global currency and stands to implode this economy if you, as president, do not cooperate. Now, what that means to you, Mr. President, is your family and all those Americans of whom you are trying to help and campaign for and made the promises to, you, your family, and they are going to lose everything. Now, Mr. President, we have a plan. Will you play ball? Now, I'm not even going to go into what would happen if he would have said no to whatever it is they said. This may not be exactly what happened to Donald Trump, but I think we'll all agree something similar or even more threatening did. Now, Mike Rivero is always professing and analyzing a situation. And I quote Michael Rivero, "Look for what should be there, but isn't." Now, in the case of the decision room in Mar-a-Lago, other than McMaster, the picture that you saw, you know, with the little stars on the vests that somebody put in there, but the picture that you saw of the situation room there, All you have is what looks like a board meeting at Rothschilds Incorporated. You have Wilbur Ross, who worked for the Rothschilds for 24 years, and a team of Goldman Sachs people. Now, we all know that they moved Bannon out, and they replaced him with a Goldman Sachs partner, Dina Powell. Now, I don't know how many of you out there know who Dina Powell is, but let me tell you a little bit about this lady. Her family is Egyptian, and she speaks Arabic. She was working in the White House, along with 25 other people who have high classifications. And when 9/11 hit, she goes to work for Condoleezza Rice, helping to engineer the seven Arabic countries in 5-year plan that Wesley Clark had tipped us on about, that has killed over 1 million Arabs. She then goes to New York and works for Goldman Sachs, and her husband are able to buy, upon leaving office, a $3.3 million condo coming out of government. Now, she was making $174,000 a year, and I have to ask the question again. How do you do that? How does Nancy Pelosi, getting paid $177,000 a year to date, when she started 30 years ago, I think it was maybe $115,000 or $120,000, she winds up with $192 million. How do these people do that? Her job at Goldman Sachs was socially responsible initiatives. She led the initiative of the 10,000 women. She basically organized the group 10,000 women right after the banking crisis, the big bailout where all the foreclosures started to happen, to help throw millions of women and children out of their homes during those bank foreclosures following the bailout. This, folks, is a woman, and I'll quote Catherine Austin Fitz again, who is an expert at putting lipstick on genocide. They've got her. She replaced Steve Bannon on that council. Now, the Friday before the Syrian bombing, guess who pops up? Condoleezza Rice comes to visit Donald Trump, and suddenly Bannon's off the Security Council, and Dina Powell replaces him. This is who replaced Bannon. This same lady who worked on revving up a plan to overthrow the seven countries in 5 years that Wesley Clark told us about, that was obviously it was classified, okay? But this is who they put in place to do it, and now they've got her sitting at the table again, gearing up to put even more lipstick on yet another pig. Marvelous replacement, don't you think? Again, back to Michael Rivero. People that should be in the decision room, military people, other than McMaster, where are they? Mike Pompeo, the head of the CIA, where is he? The head of other intel groups, the NSA, where are they? People that shouldn't be there, bankers and Goldman Sachs people, those are the ones who are there but shouldn't be. Now, am I the only one that smells a rat here? And am I wrong to say the Trump train is slowing down to the point where it's about the ground is moving slow enough where I'm about ready to step off? McMaster's, going by the alternative name Dr. Strangelove, wants to put 150,000 troops in Syria. Now, if we start a ground war over there right now, as depleted as our, and stretched out, by the way, as our military currently is, we're going to lose, folks. We talk about all these dynamics of policy, but we, without any simulation of the economics behind it. Sam Huntington voiced a great quote. He said, "The West won because they were better at force." The West doesn't think that, but everybody else never forgets it, unquote. If the West gains power dominantly by force, only to latter fail openly and in a public way, then they are opening the door to every faction in the world, many seeking revenge for our past aggressions, to say, okay, we're coming for you now. Now, the group in Trump's camp that wanted to, quote, pull back and rebuild, more Titanic turners, they understood the importance of having a military that could perform. To go off half-cocked listening to Dr. Strangelove could be a step into oblivion. Can you see why there is currently a bill waiting in the wings to reinstitute the draft? The central banking side of this whole mess, the ones currently occupying the decision room, do not see any way out of this short of implementing World War III. To not only divert from extreme perversion and criminality within the ranks, but also to maintain control of a failing monetary system and hold on long enough to convert our current system into a digital form of currency, then handcuffing the world into total control. With this, however, they have a problem. Now, you have to ask the question, why Syria? Why not somewhere else? We went to Iraq, you know, took out Muammar Gaddafi, which, by the way, is another show I've got coming up. I'm going to tell you about Muammar Gaddafi, and I'll tell you a little bit about Saddam Hussein, too. You know, those evil, terrible, wicked dictators. And they were dictators. But on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, you take the dictator, the best dictator versus the worst, I think that Saddam Hussein was probably somewhere in the middle. You know, Pol Pot was up towards the worst. But Muammar Gaddafi, I think, honestly, was probably one of the most, you know, integral leaders that we've ever seen on the face of this earth. And I'll tell you why when I do that show. But let's get back to this. Why Syria? Syria is strategically positioned along what they call the Silk Road. And the question is, who is going to be the hegemon along the Silk Road? Is it going to be the G7, or is it going to be somebody else? Now, we're talking about a crossroads of the most dynamic growth area in the world. And who's going to control it? You've got East Asia and China converging with Europe on a per capita basis. And the future trade is going to be phenomenal. You've got pipelines coming into Europe. On the day that the gas attack happened, you had the EU okay the Nord Stream pipeline from Russia into Europe. You then have a Qatar-Turkey pipeline that wants part of the action, but it means going through Syria. So that said, one has to assume all this cannot be accomplished without regime change, which hence is the reason why they've got a target on Bashar al-Assad's back. Also, it's very important who gets the gas sales into Europe, and even more importantly, are they going to be dominated in dollars or euros or rubles? Now, pipeline politics are closely entwined with currency politics. And again, throw in the BRICS nation equation, and the loser will suffer a severe economic impact in their respective region. This outside of the forest, it is imperative from a control standpoint that the United States maintain their dollar hegemony over the rest of the world, for if they lose it, the United States is looking down the barrel of an economic crash. When Trump entered office, he did so thinking his business expertise and his art of the deal, along with his ability to negotiate, may well put an end to this entire issue. But what Donald Trump didn't add to his equation was the reason for the escalating fake science, fake news, and fake intel. And the reason, folks, is fake money. The only way to right the ship and negotiate their way out of this mess without the magician's diversion into that major war would be a total transparency with the American people and with the rest of the world. Now, the banksters cannot and likely will never, ever do that, as they believe in slavery and want the entire world locked into a digital banking system whereby every creed, color, and ethnicity of human being breathing on this earth are under their control. The BRICS nations were set up in an attempt to break free of this demonic system, and it was agreed to by its member nations. In response to, as well as protection from, this gargantuan menace, making examples of nations' leaders who dared attempt to free themselves of their tyranny and enslavement, i.e. Muammar Gaddafi, Saddam Hussein, and a number of others, of which I'm not going to get into tonight. As I said, that's a story for another day. I told you a friend of mine came over yesterday. And every time he comes over, he is picking my brain for all of this stuff. And I kind of feel sorry for him. You know, he's kind of awake, and you've met these people before. But at the end, he would ask me the questions, and I would expound on them and so forth. And at the end, he says, you know, I think I would just rather be stupid. And I don't know about you, but there's been many times from my journey down through the awakening, because you can't, you know, you can't unremember everything that you remember. You can't unlearn what you've already learned, is what I'm saying. There are times when I wish that I was just a dumbed down, mind numb, mesmerized lemming, folks. I don't know. Do you? I open up the phone lines and you can let me know that when the top of the hour comes around. So, Catherine Austin Fitz equated our situation, in essence, down to this. When the United States made the decision and negotiated its way into establishing their currency as a world currency for purchase of oil, or i.e. the petrodollar, I took a lot of – I took what she said and I condensed it to try to make it – a little more understandable, because she was going off on some tangents and doing all this stuff, so I kind of condensed it. But anyway, when they negotiated their way, into establishing their currency to the world currency for the purchase of oil, i.e. the petrodollar, through the OPEC oil agreement and the Bretton Woods agreement and so forth, they did so without seeing the long-term possible consequences of such a maneuver. Now, these are my words. If the gold or silver standard had been maintained, it likely may have performed indefinitely with a lower standard of living. However, as to the limits on spending, I mean, I'm talking about part of the reason we're in this mess is because they're balloon spending like there's no tomorrow, because there is no connection. There's no intrinsic value to the currency. It's just paper. So if the gold or silver standard had been maintained, it might have likely performed indefinitely with a lower standard of living for all concerned. But when Nixon took us off the silver standard in 1971 with his famous little speech about the speculators, I'm sure that he didn't realize that he was lighting a time bomb that would eventually ignite. And in essence, without even knowing it, they set up two separate economies worldwide. Oh, I hear the music. Okay, let's stop there. Take the break. We'll be back in three. And I'll tell you what kind of a dilemma they're in when we get back. All right? See you on the other side.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. So when Richard Nixon, when Tricky Dick took us off the silver standard with his famous, one of his famous 2-minute and 51-second speeches, which made no sense to the American people, because at the time people were so naive they didn't have a clue what he was talking about. He was going to protect the dollars against the speculators. Remember that? Well, the speculators were the French were going, wait a minute, we want to audit, we want to see how much money you're spending in Vietnam, and we want our gold back. That's who the speculators were. But he was going to protect us against the speculators and make sure that only under the approval of the United States would anybody get any gold back, and nobody got anything. So, don't want to get off topic there, but I'm sure he didn't realize that he was lighting a time bomb that would eventually ignite. And in essence, without even knowing it, they set up two separate economies worldwide. One they could control. The other they could not. Now, again, Catherine Fitz equated the situation in this analogy. She says, it would be like a man having a family in one town. And by the way, this isn't verbatim. This is just kind of I toned it down from what she said. She went into a whole diatribe on it. But anyway, it'd be like being a man having a family in one town and having yet another in a town 100 miles away. Continually hopping from one to the other without either knowing that the other one exists. If and when either finds out, the charade then comes crashing down. Can you see now why a major war is not only an option, but at the end of the table, or excuse me, at the head of the table, it's the only option these lunatics see to remedy the problem without exposing themselves as the criminals that they are and have always been? Now, we have to take a step back, take a deep breath, and remember, folks, that although we are awake, and this is difficult for me to do sometimes, probably the reason why I'm half a recluse is because I forget sometimes that we are awake and the other people are asleep. You know, most people do not realize, they think the Federal Reserve is part of the federal government. They don't realize how badly they have been screwed because they've been propagandized. They are kept in a constant state of confusion because they deliberately are not told how it works. And if they are asking questions about how it works, the government will either double talk them or not answer them or lie to them. Because if the American people knew exactly how it worked, how bad they were getting screwed, and what this situation is all about, we would lynch all those people in Washington, and I'm sure you would probably agree. But that said, you know, that's likely not going to happen. But again, the deep state, the powers that be, the establishment, the banking system, they are backed into a corner. And for that, I do thank Donald Trump because, you know, we realize that these people, when we got Trump elected, are not infallible. Actions speaking louder than words. We have seen their actions, and we have seen them, what kind of things they do and what kind of things they say when they become corners rats. And half the time, half of these people don't even make any sense when they get on the air. And I think you know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to expound on that tonight. But I guess they busted Maxine Waters again, not knowing what she was talking about just the other day. I haven't had time to look into it. But anyway, we've got a top of the hour break coming up. When the break is over, the phone lines will be open, 800-313-9443. I will continue with this. I'm just about done with my little rant, which is this is what this is. And then I'll share some other stuff with you, and I'll scatter in some phone calls, okay? There's a music top of the hour break coming up. Sticking around. Phone calls are open. 800-313-9443. Right back. Because I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.